Songs of Lakes. This is Mix Mix episode 00027. My name is Mick, and this is my mix.
Down by the lake, we were overturning pebbles and appending all the animals alive. And I took a drag from your cigarette and pinched it between my finger and my thumb to let it die. Till the oceans fell away and all the sunken cities would reveal themselves to you. But you won't, will you? Because you never do. And the sun burns honeydew. And I, 17 and terminally vain, well, I wrote it down and threw it all away. Never gave a thought to what I made. And you, civil line, finding in your cue, you tattered me, you tethered me to you. The things you would, the things you would do. Tell the truth, I never had a clue. Young suburban villains and their ill-begotten children from the lawn. Come to me now, and on this station wagon window set the ghosts of your two footprints that they might haunt me when you're gone. And when the light broke dawn, you were forever gone. But I remember you. You were full. Well, you were full and sweet as honeydew. And I, 17 and terminally fair, down and threw it all away. Never gave a thought to what I made. And you, oh, civil line, reclining in your cue,
Lake Songs. That was Lake Song by the Decemberists. Today we're doing a show on lakes here on Mix Mix. And that includes a John Prine song called Lake Marie, coming up here on WMCB, Greenfield, Massachusetts.
We were standing, standing by peaceful waters, standing by peaceful waters. Many years ago, along the Illinois-Wisconsin border, there was this Indian tribe. They found two babies in the woods, white babies. One of them was named Elizabeth. She was the fairer of the two, while the smaller and more fragile one was named Marie. Having never seen white girls before, and living on the two lakes, known as the Twin Lakes, they named the larger and more beautiful lake, Lake Elizabeth. And thus the smaller lake that was hidden from the highway became known forever as Lake Marie. We were standing, standing by peaceful waters, standing by peaceful waters. Many years later, I found myself talking to this girl who was standing there with her back turned to Lake Marie. The wind was blowing, especially through her hair. There was four Italian sausages cooking on the outdoor grill, and they was sizzling. Many years later, we found ourselves in Canada trying to save our marriage and perhaps catch a few fish. Whatever came first. That night she fell asleep in my arms, humming the tune to Louie Louie. Oh, baby, we gotta go now. We were standing, standing by peaceful waters, standing by peaceful waters. The dogs were barking as the cars were parking. The loon sharks were sharking. The necks were narking. Practically everyone was there. In the parking lot by the forest preserve, the police had found two bodies. Nay, naked bodies. Their faces had been horribly disfigured by some sharp object. I saw it on the news, the TV news, in a black and white video. You know what blood looks like in a black and white video? Shadows. That's what it looks like. All the love we shared between her and me was slammed. Slammed up against the banks of old Lake Marie. Marie! We were standing, standing by peaceful waters, standing by peaceful waters. Whoa, oh, 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 oh.
peaceful waters. Standing by peaceful waters. Oh, baby. We gotta go now.
Now, a request from my Dear Wife Donna.
Just go on and on. He always Hey, this is DJ Autoplay from Jetlag Radio. You're now listening to Mix Mix on WMCB.
Fly, go to a lake.
Who wants to do it? Who wants to go to Fire Lake? I don't know. Bob Seger here on WMCB 107.9 FM Greenfield, Massachusetts. I'm so happy that you're here. This is Mick. Mix. That's my mix. And today we're doing Songs of Lakes. So that was Fire Lake by Bob Seger, preceded by Lake of Fire, Nirvana. You get that? Lake of Fire, Fire Lake. Huh? And before that, Lake Charles, Lucinda Williams. I played that for Donna. Lakeshore Drive by Aliota Haynes Jeremiah. That was pretty cool. Lake Marie by John Prine. A sad story. Starting off the show today with Lake Song by the Decemberists. All right, now we're going to get the elephant out of the room here. I talked to several people about what today's show is going to be, and they all said, ooh, you have to play this one. And I said, well, no, I don't, but I will anyway. The Wreck of the Edmunds Fitzgerald by Gordon Lightfoot on WMCB. Also known as WMCB.net. Look us up there. See what's going on. WMCB.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Then later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? Tattletale sound and the wave broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. When supper time came, the old cook came on deck saying, fellas, it's too rough to feed you. 7 p.m. a main hatchway gave in. He said, fellas, it's been good to know ya. The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. Later that night, when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours? The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up or they might have capsized. They may have broke deep and took water. And all that remains is the faces and the names of the wild.
wives and the sons and the daughters. Lake Huron rolls, Superior sings in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. And farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. The iron boats go as the mariners all know, with the gales of November remembered.
Gordon Lightfoot's masterpiece, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. That's 50 years old now, 1976. Man, that was a hit you could not get away from. The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. Yeah, that's about the Edmund Fitzgerald going down in a storm in Lake Superior the previous November, 1975. I recently saw a video on that on YouTube. They found the wreck and they analyzed what happened and all the hatches that were on the deck, and there were dozens and dozens of them because that's how they dropped the goods down below, because this is before container shipping. The seals on the hatches had failed after 50 years of use. This was an old, old boat, and they started taking on water. Every time a wave came over the top, it just poured right into the boat, and that's all she wrote for the Edmund Fitzgerald. A valiant fight. A valiant fight. Anyway, 50 years ago, here we are, Songs of Lakes. So that was a song of a boat that went down in a lake, or a ship, I should say. We move on now to a couple of songs called Moon Lake, followed by three songs called Lady of the Lake in our Songs of Lake Mix Mix, episode 00027.
Smile. Hey, this is Mike from the show Piece of Work, but right now you're listening to Mix Mix on WMCB 107.9 FM in Greenfield.
Thank you. This show is brought to you in part by Montague Webworks, winner of the Greenfield Recorder's Franklin Favorites Contest every year since 2018. With over 350 customers in the Pioneer Valley, montaguewebworks.com for more info.
Come take my Mix.
We heard three of them, three songs called Lady in the Lake. We'll start at the top of the set, Moon Lake by Scout Niblet, followed by Moon Lake by Katu Keiku. That was that long, sort of jazzy bass instrumental thing, followed by three songs called Lady of the Lake. Rick Wakeman, Crown Lands, and that was that sort of louder one, and then Nora Brown and Stephanie Coleman, this last song here that we played, instrumentalizationism. Yeah, we can go for that now and then. All right, we're going to close out this Mix episode 00027, Songs of Lakes, with a throwback. Ethel Merman and Ray Bolger, of all people. Ray Bolger, do you remember who that is? You'll find out at the end of this song here on Mix.
Lake cha ga ga gunga mug.
There's a lake in a state where the fishing is great, and the name of the lake is a riddle.
You fish on your side,
and you fish on your side.
Nobody fishes in the middle. It's an Indian name, and the Indians claim it's as easy as hey diddle diddle.
You fish on your side,
and you fish on your side.
Nobody fishes in the middle of Lake Cha. Gog, 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 munchaga, gog, cha, boona, goona, mog. Munchaga, gog, cha, boona, goona, mog.
Why, it's just as simple as sitting on a log.
So whenever you're blue, then the thing you should do is to get out your pole and your griddle.
And you fish on your side.
Nobody fishes in the middle of Lake Cha. Gog, 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 munchaga, gog, cha, boona, goona, mog. The lake with the very long name.
Lake Cha, gog, 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 munchaga, gog, 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 mog.
Ho,
ho, you big heap.
Quiet, hatchet face.
Why you creepy out of teepee last night?
Me no sleepy, so I go fishy.
What you catch?
The lake with the very long name.
Big, big, heap, big lake.
We have fish for breakfast.
Me no like fish.
Heap, you want fish
big
eggs?
Lake.
Caviar?
Uggs.
Not uggs,
eat
eggs.
Big,
oh, what's the matter? Why don't you tell me what you want?
Well, why don't you put my mind on it?
What are you, a wise guy or something?
Ethel Merman here with Ray Bolger, who played the Scarecrow in The Wizard of Oz, and Hunk on the farm in the beginning part when it was black and white. Anyway, yeah, that was the Lake Song, and I'm not going to attempt to pronounce Charga Goga, whatever. It's a long, long name. Anyway, thank you for joining me here today on Mix Mix, episode 00027. Next week will be episode 2228, Songs of Oceans.